We're here at the 84th National FFA Convention, where Day of Service is underway. We're here with Cindy Hubert, President and CEO of Gleaners Food Bank. Ms. Hubert, how significant is it for FFA members to be contributing to the Day of Service here today?
We just really look forward to having the FFA members because they come in with their fresh faces, their enthusiasm, and their passion for our mission. And so we just have an awful lot of projects for them to do, and it's just a huge help to us. In the food bank, we put a lot of food together. We package our backsack programs and our senior boxes. And so to have those extra pair of hands sorting food and preparing it is great.
Now, why did you choose to become one of our Day of Service sites?
Because we believe in your mission, and we think that there's a real alignment for what you all do and what we do, and the fact that the members can come and make a difference in our community and what we do here at Gleaners every day.
The final line of our FFA motto is living to serve. Outside of FFA and being involved in extracurricular activities, how can students live that line of our motto in their lives?
Wow, as they go back to their communities, they should look up, and if they're passionate about helping people with hunger issues, a pantry in their community, in their community center, or their place of worship, wherever it might be, and or a food bank. You know, we're the wholesale level. We serve 350 agencies here within our city. So if they go back to their community, look that up and find out how they might be able to get involved with the hunger issues in their community.
You have 40 FFA members who are working at the food bank over the course of National FFA Convention. What sort of impact are they having on the community?
Wow, they're actually sorting the food that's donated to us, putting it in boxes that will go out and serve hundreds of people, thousands of people in the next few days. It will get packaged and sent out to the 350 agencies we do. Also, they're working our assembly line for our backsack program. And my guess is in the next few days, they'll probably pack well over 2,000 backsacks. Those go out to hungry children to feed them over the weekends. And so we really know that those will go out of here in the next few weeks to the children most chronically hungry within our community.
Would you encourage FFA members who plan on coming to convention in the upcoming years to participate in the Day of Services up ahead?
Oh, I would think so. I know with your mission to serve others, I just think that the young people do need to get involved and really find out what's important within the community. And it's team building, it's enthusiasm, but we on the other recipient end just love the passion of it. So, yes, they should get involved and have some fun in the community when they're here with us.
And is there any final message you'd like to leave them with?
I think it's a lifelong message of service, as you had indicated, and that they need to give back. You know, we all have our blessings in life, and part of what we should be doing is making sure we're serving others, and this is certainly a way to do it.
At the 84th National FFA Convention Day of Service, that was Cindy Hubert from Gleaners Food Bank.